Good evening. Welcome to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. Could the long-running feud between Ingham County Commissioners and the Road Commission now be over as a new Road Commission chairman is appointed? And he's calling for an open line of communication with commissioners to find out what we're in for this year. I'm joined by County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti. Vince, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michael.
So Jim Dravenstadt-Mosseri was on the program last night. He said that when it came to the divisiveness between former Road Commission Chair Shirley Rogers and commissioners, the real problem was a lack of dialogue between her and you. Do you agree that that was a major factor?
Well, I'd say it's one of the major factors. I really don't know what the major factor was. I think there's a combination of things, but I could say that's one of them. I just know from recent history, her method of operating just didn't seem to make much sense. And from what we've seen, you know, from the Board of Commissioners, as well as what we've read and friends I know there in the Lansing Public Schools, they were just in two different tracks altogether. So I'm not so sure if she were sitting down communicating with us more, which is not the normal mode, by the way, of the past 3, 4, 5 years for them to communicate anything back and forth, because normally things probably should be running where they shouldn't have to be sitting down with us, telling us week to week, month to month, or whatever, you know, is going on. So I could say that's one of them, but I think there's a lot more going on.
Now that we have Mr. Dravenstadt-Mosseri as the chairman, should we expect a big shift in the way the Road Commission and County Commissioners interact?
I don't know. You know, I don't know him personally. I know of him. I would say the only thing is changing the personality would help, but there's a deeper problem that's going on, is that there's been serious problems over, you know, the past few years of how that whole board operates, period, and basically usurping power from, you know, their manager, going down level and taking over and basically controlling almost, I'm saying, day-to-day management, specifically on employee relations and firing people. And so it's not been working well. So I'm not so sure by, you know, changing, you know, the people in the chairs is going to do that much.
So Mr. Dravenstadt-Mosseri said that he acknowledged that there were employees that were unhappy by some of the actions that were taken, but he says the real problem is the lack of an HR director to manage employee concerns. Isn't that something the Road Commission really does need?
I don't think so. They need an HR director, but I don't think they need their own. They could be contracting even right now. They could be contracting last year with an HR director. And we have a new HR director for the county. It just came on board about last October. So, you know, why 75 employees, more or less, need a whole separate, another position in there, financially isn't really good for the county from that standpoint. You know, it is something that they could be contracting with an existing one that's, you know, with county dollars. For the most part, Michael, the public doesn't really realize that these are two separate entities. You know, people think that when the roads are being cleared and everything, it's actually part of, you know, the county board of commissioners, and it's a separate entity altogether. And when there's a problem, more often than not, those calls go also to the commissioners.
Now, the new chairman says, though, that there were major legal costs involved in some of the issues related to employees within the Road Commission, and that an HR director would have saved them all this money. So on that side of it, wouldn't it ultimately potentially save the Road Commission money by getting that HR director, even if it is their own?
You'd have to prove that to a lot of us. I've never heard that before. That's really the first time I've heard that. You know, an HR person is going to cost $100,000, $125,000 a year, including benefits. So, you know, I'm not so sure. I'd have to see black and white proof to that. Could it have helped? Sure, it could have helped. But the point is, they could still have been contracting with the county HR to handle these situations.
Well, he says now that he will move ahead with hiring a new HR director or an HR director, period. How are you and other commissioners going to react to that?
They already have. A letter was sent by then Chair Grebner, I forgot, 5-6 weeks ago or so, urging that whole road commission to hold off all hiring, firing, anything until, you know, this is worked out, you know, sometime in January, because we could see the ship moving at the state level to potentially give us the option to remove the whole, you know, road commission and basically merge it in as another department under, you know, the Board of Commissioners. And at that point, that letter was sent out. And he signed it, our chairman at that point, Rubner. And about a week or 10 days later, we get a letter back from the road commission signed by all but one of the road commissioners basically saying, yeah, we fully understand that basically we're going to do what we want. We're running our own show. And as one of the other, a couple of the other commissioners said, they just signed their own pink slip by doing that. They basically looked at the board of commissioners and said, well, that's real nice. We understand it, but we still have a business to run here, which is understandable. But they basically said, we're going to do what we want.
I'm talking to Ingham County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti. Now, we're waiting to see what's going to happen with the state legislation that would allow for county commissioners to dissolve road commissions. What would that look like if that were to happen, and how would that change the structure of things?
Well, if it goes through, and it's supposedly going onto the agenda, soon, and I don't know exactly what date that they're looking to bring that up, is they're just adding an option, and this is where some people around the state and some other counties they're getting all nervous about it. But it's an option, so it's up to each local board of commission, to decide what they want to do. If it's an elected road commission, which we do not have an elected board of commissioners. That was one of the debates. They wanted to say, well, we have to basically let the public decide if they want to remove it. Well, in our area, the public never decided on these people anyway. So it was always, something that came up from the Board of Commissioners. And what it is, it'd be folded under the Board of Commissioners as another department. And it'd be operated that way. They'd have their general manager, which they have one in place right now. They'd have their other management team that are basically the day-to-day operating people, and an operations manager in place. That's it. That general manager would answer to the controller, just like you'd see human services or any of the other departments that are run under, the Board of Commission at this time in county government.
In terms of the chair and the other folks on the road commission, would they then be let go, essentially?
That's it. Yeah, they'd be out.
Well, are you essentially saying that what they do is unnecessary in some ways?
In my opinion, there's always something that's important, but think this over. How is it in county government, specifically county government, why don't our other departments that are even larger budgets than what these people control, why don't they all have commissions that are all set up that meet every couple of weeks or once a month to do this? This is basically a chain of command. And so they either do their job or they don't. If that general manager isn't doing his job and everything, we understand they've done well with him up there the past 3 years. But all the fighting's been between the road commission and what's going on internally. There's been, I think, up to, 45 or so people that have shown up and signed petitions that are backing their management. These are union people coming in that are backing management. So there's something wrong, and that's what they're seeing, is that there's something really wrong internally there. And even the study that they hired, that the Road Commission hired, even said there's a mistrust going on, between management and the board, and between the staff and the board. So you see this distrust, but we don't need all these commissions all over the place to be making decisions. Plus, there's a money issue. It is not that much, in the sphere of the $200 million or so that we spend at the total level of our budget, but it's still a savings, and there is more efficiency that can come into play through accounting, HR services, and that's one of the big things that they're talking about now. So there's a lot of things in there, but for them to say that they need to have a commission, they might have needed it 75 years ago.
Now, you've said, though, that there are concerns in other parts of the state about this legislation. Why do you think that it will necessarily pass at the Capitol?
Because it's an option. That's all they're saying. Is that the key is the word option is in there. They're not saying you have to do this. They're saying to the locals, here's what's very interesting about this. Those very local governments that we might read about, and I'm thinking of one up north a ways, that want total local control, as most governments do, some of those very governments are saying, oh, no, we don't want this option. Now, think it over. They're saying it's an option. You don't have to do this. And some of these, there's very few, but some of these are saying, no, no, no. And they're the ones that want to change this whole thing. They want to basically say, no, it's got to go to a vote of the people. And they're the ones that want total local control, yet they're pointing to the state saying, don't give us that local control. Does that make any sense? And it doesn't make sense to, you know, 15 of us, 16 that are sitting on the board here in Ingham County.
Well, change is always hard, and it sounds like this legislation could create some major changes. Ingham County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti. Vince, thank you very much for joining
me. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. We will be right back.